Our top story for this half hour, China has warned the United States over destabilizing actions in the Taiwan Strait. Chinese Foreign Ministry urged the U.S. not to take any actions that endanger peace and stability in the area. This comes after two U.S. warships passed through the strait on Saturday. The move is considered the first U.S. naval activity in the area since July last year. China, which claims Taiwan as its own territory, has criticized the recent attempts by the U.S. to strengthen relations with the administration of Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen. Professor of Economics at Kingston University, London, Mr. Steve Keane, joins us from Sydney. Professor Keane, welcome to the program. More territorial disputes and tensions between China and the United States. Give us your thoughts on the situation.
Well, that worries me a lot because China has got a historic claim on Taiwan, whether it's seen as justified or not. It's certainly seen as justified inside China. And I think there's a long-term trend for China to try to assert itself politically, and they regard that as well and truly inside their sphere of influence. So America trying to tell them that they can't control those straits, that they can't take action in that area, is likely to provoke the Chinese to go in the opposite direction. And I certainly hope we don't see anything leading to actually armed exchanges between the two forces, but I can certainly see the Chinese fleet deciding to sail straight at the Americans and say, this is our territorial water, you get it out or we have a collision. And it is a very worrying development from my point of view.
Well, this territorial dispute has been looming for years. What's the end game to all of this?
China is trying to carve out a sphere of influence, a bit like it had back in the days when China was the undisputed empire of Asia, and effectively was imposing a vassal state status without imposing its own political control locally. It's trying to recreate that in many ways and make Asia and the Silk Road direction to Europe its sphere of influence and not the Americans, and particularly the Americans trying to undercut their industrialization right now by tariffs. I can see every possibility the Chinese militarily inserting themselves. The trouble is, of course, the American military is far more powerful than the Chinese still are in terms of their capacity to put fleets on the ocean and to have military force with aircraft carriers and so on. So it is a scary prospect. There's the rightful, and in that sense, if anybody's got a right to have a sphere of influence in Asia, it's China, not America. And they're going to push that point, but the Americans certainly won't like it.
Thank you very much, sir. Professor Steve Keane joining us from Sydney.